I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
It's January 23rd. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. A good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. I've got three big briefs for you this morning that are shaping America and the world. First, the FBI searched Joe Biden's home in Delaware late last week, and they found more classified material. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden says that he has no regrets about how he has handled the growing scandal. We'll talk about all of that. Second, a record number of illegal migrants crossed the southern border last month. I've got the details to include the fact that an increasing number of those migrants are on the terrorist watch list. Third, get out those maps because we are heading to Africa this morning, from Senegal in Western Africa to Zambia in Central Africa, and then down to South Africa, where we've got an energy crisis to talk about that has ripple effects all the way to Ukraine and maybe the United States. Later, we close out the podcast with listener feedback, and this one is a teaser for the episode coming up this Friday, a show dedicated to you telling me that I'm wrong. And it's going to be a lot of fun. But before we get to that, we got to get started with this. Late last week, and for the very first time, the FBI searched the home of Joe Biden for more illegally held classified information. And guess what? They found a bunch more. So here's what we know. On Friday, the FBI conducted a search of one of Mr. Biden's personal homes, this one in Delaware. It's the same home that the White House had previously said was thoroughly searched by his attorneys and that there was nothing left to find. In fact, on January 12th, White House press secretary said that, quote, the search is complete. Well, that wasn't true. On Friday, the FBI found more. And I want you to listen very carefully to the phrasing here. The Department of Justice said that they, quote, seized six items consisting of documents with classified markings, end quote. The items, they said, included documents from Mr. Biden's time as vice president and, get this, also as senator. But Mr. Biden has not been a senator since 2009, and that means that he unlawfully held classified documents in various places, various states, and in multiple buildings for over 14 years. Now, let's talk about that wording. The Department of Justice is saying that they found six items. Some media outlets are reporting six documents, but that is not true. The items could be folders or binders, boxes, envelopes, even thumb drives. So we don't know how many more documents we're really talking about here, nor do we know how sensitive these classified materials are. But we do know that it is unlawful to possess all of this material. And believe it or not, we also know that Mr. Biden doesn't really care. So here's why. Late last week, Mr. Biden was asked about his assessment of how this scandal is unfolding, and he said, quote, I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. So there's no there, end quote. Now, he went on to say that, quote, we found a handful of documents that were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the National Archives and the Justice Department, end quote. Okay, to be very clear, folks, we do not have a simple issue of documents filed in the wrong place, as Mr. Biden is now saying. Those documents were filed, as it were, in his garage next to a Corvette and a weed whacker, all right? So they weren't filed at all. Classified material has to be filed inside of a secure government facility, not some Rubbermaid storage bin next to the Corvette. All right. Now, as Mr. Biden is saying that he has no regrets and there's nothing to worry about here, a poll from ABC News came out yesterday showing that 64% of Americans disagree with him. They say that his handling of this scandal and the classified material was inappropriate. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden has a growing number of fellow Democrats who also think what he has done is inappropriate. Last week, I mentioned Representatives Adam Schiff and Ilhan Omar, plus Senator Debbie Stabenow. We now have others to add to this list. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. He was the vice presidential pick for Hillary Clinton. Well, he's saying that he now supports an investigation into Mr. Biden over this intel scandal. Same is true for Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He said yesterday that Biden, quote, should have a lot of regrets, end quote, not none, and that Biden was irresponsible for what he did. Finally, the American people are also saying that Congress should investigate this scandal, not just the FBI or Department of Justice. According to a Yahoo News YouGov poll out yesterday, about two-thirds of Americans are in favor of Republicans in the House investigating the Biden intel scandal. In fact, and believe it or not, 52% of Democrats want Congress to get involved. So that is the latest, my friends. Let me now pivot to some brief analysis and opinion. So first, I'll tell you, as I promised y'all, this scandal is going to grow. And that's because of what we're finding and what we're not finding. So to the former, we have at least several dozen classified documents we're now talking about, many of which are top secret. But how many more could we be dealing with? Could it be hundreds? Thousands? The answer to both is yeah. And that's because the six items discovered on Friday could be binders with lots of documents or thumb drives with thousands of documents. Which then leads to the second question. What are we not finding? What's hidden? Or more importantly, been given away or lost or, God forbid, have been sold? Because we know that Mr. Biden's son, Hunter, was in close contact with governments from around the world, including, and I can't believe this is true, a former spy chief in China. Meanwhile, we know that Hunter has had physical access to the garage and likely Biden's personal office in D.C. So we have to ask, did Hunter steal some of those documents? Or more horrifically, did Joe Biden give him those documents? Or encourage him to even sell them? Now, that might sound conspiratorial, but we do know from the infamous Hunter Biden laptop that there is reference to 10% of the revenue from Hunter's foreign business deals going to the big guy, which the laptop also notes is Joe Biden. So it raises the very reasonable question here of how nightmarish is this scandal going to get? Because the evidence suggests that it's going to get really bad. And that's why, my friends, this is absolutely a scandal. And it's why 64% of Americans are absolutely right to say that Congress should investigate this crime. The special counsel should, too. Although, that 64%, I don't know why that number isn't 100% of us. It should be. Because the facts warrant that degree of universal alarm. Speaking of crimes, let's move on to our second brief of the morning. The U.S. government released official numbers for illegal border crossers for the month of December, and it is one for the record books again. The Customs and Border Protection folks revealed that last month, more than 216,000 migrants were stopped at our southern border. That is an 11% increase from November, which was also a record. So overall, we are now at the highest number of illegal border crossings in a given month since Mr. Biden moved into the White House 2 years ago. Meanwhile, Fox News is reporting that we are on pace to set another record. The number of people arrested on the border who are on America's terrorist watch list. 38 suspected terrorists have been caught so far this year. Last year, it was 98. In 2019, by the way, the number was zero. And just in case anybody has forgotten, the 9/11 attacks were carried out by 19 people. Finally, I would note that these 216,000 folks are just the individuals arrested. Border Patrol sources are saying that there are another estimated 1.2 million known gotaways over the past 2 years, which of course means that there are hundreds or thousands potentially of more terrorists now floating around America. Or should I say bust and flown around America. The new governor of Arizona, Democrat Katie Hobbs, announced last week that she has signed a contract for, and I can't believe this is true, the use of a 737 aircraft. Illegal migrants simply have to tell the state of Arizona where they would like to go, and either they can get bused at a cost of $82,000 per bus, or they can now catch a flight. Ms. Hobbs is defending this new, shall I say, Arizona Airlines effort by saying, quote, "If we're spending money to bus people, why not just get them to their final destination via aircraft?" End quote. Governor Hobbs added in a follow-up press statement that, quote, "We're sending migrants to cities they actually need to go to and be connected with their sponsors. And we're doing it in a more cost-effective way by looking at all travel options, not just buses." The spokesperson for Governor Hobbs did not provide details on how many migrants have traveled under this new airplane contract or how much it'll cost. So there you have it, folks. Record numbers of illegals. We have record numbers of terrorists and American leaders who are spending your taxpayer dollars to spread the problem all throughout the country. And who knows, maybe a terrorist or two. Well, I'll keep you posted, but from my optic, and this is just my opinion, folks, this is outrageous. It's no way to run a country. And, well, actually, then again, maybe that's the point. If you were looking to destroy a nation, this is exactly the kind of stuff that you would do. You would hire planes to fly illegals around the country that may or may not have been properly vetted. It sounds so absurd to say, and yet it's happening. I mean, just thought experiment. Can you imagine going back in time 20 years ago, right after 9/11, and presenting this to people? They would look at us like we were crazy. And you know what? It is crazy. This moment is absolutely absurd. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break, maybe lower our blood pressure a little bit. When we come back, I've got two more critical pieces of news for you, so hang tight and we will be right back.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, I mean, just maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
When looking at today's financial environment, it's clear that we're experiencing concerning economic shifts that can impact your retirement savings. We've got stubborn inflation, soaring interest rates, and astronomical debt that, by the way, is still growing. Now, these things could drain your savings of their value. The good news is that there's a time-tested way to protect your financial future, and that's gold and silver. American Hartford Gold can ship physical precious metals right to your door, or you could store your precious metals in a tax and penalty-free gold IRA. American Hartford Gold can help shield your wealth from this economic turbulence. If you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver, with amazing customer service, top-tier products, and a buyback commitment. American Hartford Gold has earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Use the promo code PDB, and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. So call 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Again, that's 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899.
Welcome back to the PDB. I've got two more critical pieces of news for you this morning. And we are starting off in Africa. So grab those maps on your computers, your phones, or in your minds, and come with me to the country of Senegal. Now, to help us find it, do you remember when we talked about Mali last week, that country? Well, look directly west of Mali to the western coast of Africa, and you're going to see Senegal. Now, it is a very beautiful country. They've got desert and sand dunes in the north, more lush and tropical areas in the south, and some beautiful beaches on the coast near the capital city of Dakar. It is there that the U.S. Treasury Secretary landed late last week. Miss Janet Yellen kicked off her African tour in what she said was definitely not about competing with China. But let's be honest, it was definitely about competing with China and Russia for purposes of both influence and trade. Now, so let's actually focus on that last part, the trade. So back in 2009, the United States actually was a larger trade partner to Africa than China was. But then Beijing passed us by and never looked back. Let me just put some numbers to that. As of 2021, the U.S. exchanged about $45 billion worth of goods with sub-Saharan African countries. In comparison, China does about seven times that, $282 billion worth of trade. And that was up actually 11% as compared to last year. Now, most of the trade with African nations for both the U.S. and China has to do with commodities. So, for example, the country of Angola exports a lot of oil to the world. Zambia exports copper. Congo, as PDB listeners know, exports cobalt for those dirty green batteries. South Africa, by the way, sends the world a lot of gold and diamonds, coal, and iron ore. Okay, so what do we sell them? Well, America exports things like machinery, especially for mining and farming. And China does the same, plus electronics and textiles. But the big difference between us and why the U.S. Treasury Secretary is there is that America focuses a lot on trying to get involved in the internal affairs of all these countries. As Secretary Yellen said, America prioritizes, quote, transparency, good governance, accountability, and environmental sustainability. But that's not true of China. They could care less what these countries do with their environment or their people. In fact, there are lots of cases of Chinese government officials or Chinese businessmen bribing local or national African officials to secure contracts or vote against American interests. More on that later. All right, let's get back to Senegal. Secretary Yellen did her best to impress the leaders and people of that country. She helped inaugurate a solar farm in a very tiny village. And then she spoke about how America's approach to our diplomatic relations is better than the Chinese. Because Beijing, she said, well, they might offer you all some shiny deals, but they come with, quote, a legacy of debt, diverted resources, and environmental destruction. And to be fair, she's not wrong about that. In fact, if you want to do your own research on this, check out a recent article in the Wall Street Journal. As Chris in Louisville, Kentucky highlighted for me, Chinese infrastructure deals have often been disastrous for African nations. So to read more, the article on the Wall Street Journal is entitled, China's Global Mega Projects Are Falling Apart. Yikes. All right, let's get into our spy jets this morning, leave Senegal and take off for the country of Zambia. Now, we've talked about this place before. It is just south of the Congo. It's really rich in things like copper that we need. It also has very productive farm ground, including tobacco, on the eastern part of the country. And of course, it is famous for its grasslands full of zebras and lions and elephants. Which, speaking of, let me tell you a personal fun story. I almost hit a bull elephant with a truck that I was driving in Zambia once. So I was down on the Zambezi River past Victoria Falls near Lake Kariba. And I will tell you, you don't want to surprise a bull elephant when you round a corner at dusk. It tends to end very badly. Now, thankfully, I was driving a very fast truck and my spy school training kicked in. Normally, though, it's to escape the Russians, not an elephant. But nevertheless, all's well that ended well there. At any rate, Miss Yellen was in Zambia's capital of Lusaka over the weekend, and she was there to talk about solar panels and debt. So to the former, she's talking about using your taxpayer dollars to fund a big solar farm, and it would help offset the lack of electricity from Lake Kariba, which, as PDB listeners know, has been drawn down so low that the hydro dam isn't producing much electricity. And that's led to blackouts, which have affected the copper mines that we buy copper from. So we'll see if that solar project moves forward. But the big conversation in Lusaka was about debt. Zambia has been terribly mismanaged by Zambian leaders, but also, frankly, taken advantage of by China. Well, Zambia has racked up $15 billion in debt, about half of which is owned by China, largely to build infrastructure projects, but also to buy a $200 million presidential jet. All right, so now they've got a new government and they're trying to restructure all of that debt. Part of the negotiations about that debt include what's being called a debt for nature swap. Now, the World Wildlife Fund has confirmed that it and others are in talks with Zambia to help pay down the debt if the country puts more of its nature into, say, national parks or easements, including areas near the famed Victoria Falls. So we'll see if that idea takes off or not. And speaking of, let's take off to our final stop in Africa this morning, to the country of South Africa. That's where Miss Yellen is at this morning, although I'm not sure if she can see much of anything down there because the lights in South Africa are largely off these days. There's, in fact, no electricity for 6 to 8+ hours per day because the nation's electricity provider called Eskom is unable to properly maintain the country's coal-fired power plants and the one very important nuclear plant. So off the lights go. Okay, so what's going on? Well, Eskom has been sort of a play toy of the national government, which is totally run by a party called the African National Congress, or ANC. Now, it's a socialist, leftist, communist-friendly party, still very close to China and Russia, and they have turned the public utility of Eskom into a piggy bank to enrich the ANC, including former South African President Jacob Zuma. And that's just the start of the problems. The company also suffers from banditry, sometimes with local staff and technicians serving as the bandits. Plus, the company has been hobbled by racial quotas, with staff hired in no small part because of their race rather than merit. That's all because of the history in that country of something called apartheid. In other words, they've got wildly unqualified people trying to run coal plants and, to a lesser extent, the nuclear plant, all because of what we might call affirmative action. Well, no matter the reason, things are so bad at the utility that the recent CEO quit because, allegedly, somebody tried to kill him with poison. According to Reuters News, that makes him the 11th CEO in just the last 10 years. Now, this mess in South Africa could have global implications, and it's why I'm bringing it to you. Its mining industry feeds a substantial percent of the world's demand for things like iron ore and gold and diamonds. But the big one that we should care about is coal. South Africa has dramatically increased its exports of coal to Europe, up 720% last year, because Europe, as you all know, well, they're struggling to find new sources of energy following the war in Ukraine. So if the lights go out in South Africa and coal mines can't send their stuff to Europe, well, that creates energy pressures on, well, lots of nations and people, including you and me, as our utility prices tend to go up as American companies export more of our coal and natural gas to Europe. So, all in all, I imagine that Secretary Yellen will be discussing those issues and others, from energy to corruption to coal for Europe. Now, for what it's worth, and this is just my opinion and analysis here, I don't hold out much hope for this visit to Johannesburg or the capital of Pretoria. South Africa is deeply aligned with China and Russia, in part because the ANC is filled with communists. Plus, they don't like America because of our old support for the apartheid government from decades ago. And to that point, South Africa announced last Thursday that they would conduct joint naval drills with Moscow and Beijing starting in mid-February. They'll be engaged in exercises off the port cities of Durban and Richards Bay, which is right in the middle of the key shipping lane that drops south along the Indian Ocean, loops around the Cape of Good Hope, and then heads west across the Atlantic. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your morning brief. But I've got one more thing before I let you go. We'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hey, Mike Baker here. Did you know that a recent survey found that 7 in 10 parents get an average of 3 hours of sleep a night in their baby's first year? I don't know, that sounds like a lot more sleep than we got during our baby's first year. Mothers, you deserve quality sleep. And here's how you can make that happen. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And now here's an exclusive Mother's Day. Don't forget Mother's Day is coming up. It's a Mother's Day offer just for our listeners. Use code PDB for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology. It's adapting to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. We use these sheets of the Baker compound, and I'm telling you, they are terrific. And Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a 10-year warranty, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance sleep quality and overall wellness. This Mother's Day, treat your mom to the luxury, come on, she deserves, with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code PDB for 35% off. After placing your order, select podcast in the survey, and then select PDB in the drop-down menu that follows.
Welcome back to the PDB, folks. I've got one more thing before I let you go. Boy, I tell you, we've got a great week ahead. Lots of awesome stuff to talk about. We've got, for instance, the crisis in Peru, shutting down copper mines, or how about this one? Hollywood is shipping jobs to Mexico. All right, here's another interesting story. There are efforts right now to mine the Pacific Ocean seafloor to benefit the dirty green energy revolution. And of course, we've got the great show coming up this Friday where we talk about how Brian is wrong. Yep, it's the show where I bring you all your emails saying that I'm wrong about something, either domestically or abroad, especially when I offer my counsel and opinion. Now, as just one little taste of what's to come, I got an email that was quite thoughtful, maybe even philosophical. So Heidi out in Orem, Utah, wrote in to my personal website, which is briandeanwright.com, and here's what she said. Quote, you frequently use the phrase, you decide what's true after you put forth your facts and analysis. And I like that you let people decide, but consider saying something different, like, you decide what you think is true, or you choose what you want to believe. And the reason that I offer this suggestion is that we're living in a time with this absurd notion that we can all have our own personal truth. Like, I was born female, but my truth is that I'm a man, and therefore men can have babies. And that is not true. I can think that or believe that, but that doesn't make it true. You know, something is either true or it's not. There is no my truth. So the best that someone like me can hope to do, and what I would encourage you to change, Brian, is to tell us, well, listen to your counsel, and then choose what to believe, not my truth. Right? I know it's a silly semantic thing, but I think it's meaningful, at least Well, Heidi, I loved this email because setting aside your recommendation, it really demonstrates how this podcast is different. It's because you all as listeners are different and you're awesome. What I have seen again and again in all of your emails is that you folks are thoughtful, you're introspective, you're philosophical, and you're just flat out smart. And I don't mean just book smart, although I have doctors and PhDs as listeners. I mean that you all have a commitment to logic and reason and common sense. And just in my humble experience and perspective, that's pretty unusual for podcasts. Other shows that I've listened to are, well, mostly just screamers. And what it tells me is that we've built something pretty amazing, you and I. This is a community of really smart people who want something different. And what I'm trying to do, not perfectly, is build something where I present facts and data to the best of my knowledge and then offer my counsel and advice, but ultimately just defer to you. But as Heidi said, maybe I need to tweak my language on that a bit. Something for me to think about, Heidi, so thank you. But nevertheless, I love y'all. You're great. By the way, thanks to everybody else who's writing in. Feel free to send in more submissions to me on why Brian is wrong. Just remember, put that in the subject line. And you got to send that email to me, to my personal website. That's Brian Dean Wright. Or to the PDB email, which is pdb@thefirsttv.com. I sure hope you do. I love reading your note. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.